John Main, 35 Riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Came from busting. Now I'm signing on the button like it's nuts. Why?
What's up? Welcome to The Cut. It's G14 Radio, Wednesday, every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is your girl, Onyx. I got my co-host, Tyrone, on the line. What's good, homie?
What's happening, world? I'm in the building.
Alrighty. We definitely have a lot of announcements that we want to make today. We also want to welcome Golden Fleece to the team. So Golden Fleece is on board. You can holler him in chat room. Yeah, shout out to Golden Fleece, man. He's a lifer. He's on global14.com. We're all on global14.com. You can find me at onyx254. Make sure you sign up. Check us out. Tyrone is Brightwood Entertainment. Definitely want to let you guys know, last week we did the Pump It or Dump It, and we did the live feedback critique. But now, by popular demand, Pump It or Dump It will be every single day on G14 Radio. So you definitely want to tune in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for your song. We're doing a pick of the day. In order to be selected for the pick of the day for Pump It or Dump It, you must be signed up to Global 14 and join the Pump It or Dump It group. From there, we will select myself, Ash, and Ben, the admins of the group, and we will play your songs on the radio. So, again, you definitely want to join and sign up to global14.com. So, Tyrone,
right.
Did you get a chance to sign up? And what, I mean, I know you're on there, but last week you didn't have a chance to really navigate it. So how do you like it so far?
I mean, it's all good. You know, it's similar to a Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And as far as posting the updates on there, you know, I'm getting friend requests out the frame, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who everybody is, but I'm accepting everybody's requests. So as long as I keep sending them, I'm going to keep on accepting them. I'll let you know. I'll let you.
Yeah. Young Main, 35 Riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah.
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run.
Are we having technical difficulties again?
We shouldn't be having no technical difficulties. Hopefully we not. Hopefully we not.
Right.
Hopefully we not. Not again. Not this week. You guys, I just want to let you guys know, you definitely need to be signing up to global14.com. Again, you're missing out if you're not a part of global14.com. We're going to do our JD Game of the Week starting this week. Every Wednesday, we're going to do a JD Game of the Week. So Def fans, Global 14, lifers, you definitely want to tune in because you're going to get a chance to win some great prizes. We're going to give away a lot of great things, especially for the artists. Tyrone, the other day, TMZ reported that Mike Jones signed to Rockefeller Records. I thought that was quite interesting, and I just wanted to know what you and everyone else was thinking when that news was announced.
Right now, I'm not sure. You know, I've been looking around, you know, trying to verify. I haven't got a 100% verification on that. I've heard that it was, you know, just a rumor. I heard it was posted by a fake TMZ page, but I'm not sure right now. So, hopefully that is what it is. You know, I like to see Mike back in the game. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan from back in the day, and, you know, I started listening to Mike when I was a teenager, actually. So, hey, you know, if it's going down, then it's going down.
Already. I mean, you know, I already said last week, and everybody knows I'm from the Texas area, so I grew up on Mike Jones, all of that. So, I ain't no rapper. But, yeah, we grew up on the Mike Jones and the Paul Wall and all of that. And, again, it's Paul Wall Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, it goes down in a major way. It's Paul Wall Wednesdays. We drop his exclusive track. We will be dropping that. But today, we do have a guest on the line. And, Tyrone, I know that you're going to give him the Q&A and try to get with him. And he is Vastine and A&R from Slip and Slide Records. And that's a good look. We definitely appreciate it. Already, definitely. Definitely got history. We appreciate him coming through. It's the holidays. It's crazy right now. So I'm glad that he was able to make it. So let's see. We can go ahead and bring him on the line.
Gentleman with the call.
Vastine, this is Onyx and Tyrone, G14 Radio.
How's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
What's
how
going
you doing?
On, man?
I'm great, great. This is working, you know what I'm saying? Working on this grind.
Man, we know.
All right,
we know.
Bro, well, let me go. Oh, yeah. Let me go and get up, get with it. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, fam? It's Tyrone, bro.
I'm great, man. How about yourself?
I'm all good, man. Just ready to get to it, man. First off, we appreciate you being on the show. First things first, you know, we tell our audience what's your name and what you do.
Name is Vastine, Otha Davis III, if you're cutting checks, and I'm an A&R manager. I have my own company, Vastine LLC. I'm also an A&R for Slip and Slide Records, home of Rick Ross, Trina, Plies, Jagged Edge. In essence, that's what I do.
Okay, can you explain to people, like, I know there's a lot of newcomers, you know, a lot of people wanting to get into the game. Can you kind of explain to them what an A&R does?
A&R stands for Artist and Repertoire. And, you know, the quick, simple answer is it's traditionally been our job to find, sign, and develop talent. You know, whoever your favorite artist is, 9 times out of 10, they were found and signed by an A&R. And, you know, it's our job pretty much to be tastemakers, to have the insight to understand where trends are going, to understand where music is going, and to have a feel for what the people will like at the end of the day. So,
okay,
I mean,
cool.
That's what, you know, that's what A&Rs do.
Right. How did you get started as an A&R?
I started as an intern. You know, I always knew I wanted to get into the business. I have a producer background, and producers and A&Rs are pretty similar, pretty much the same thing. So I started as an intern back in 05 at Slip and Slide Records. Had freshly moved to Miami. Started there as an intern, and, you know, within 2-3 months, I was moved up to an A&R position. And, you know, just my work ethic is, I'm the kind of person where my work ethic speaks for itself. So, you know, I got my grind down, show and improve, show what I bring to the table, and, you know, just things started to happen, things started to unravel, and, you know, next thing you know, I was, like I said, an A&R, and then I was a product manager where I was handling it. Like, I've been handling the marketing for Plies' last 3 albums, so, you know, just it's been a blessed situation. It really has.
Okay, on a daily, you know, can you kind of give a rundown of what you have to do on a daily? Because if you're dealing with it, you're an A&R, you have a lot of work, and I'm sure you have a lot on your plate right now. So how can you kind of break us down how that works?
Yeah, I definitely have a lot on my plate. That's an understatement. And, you know, just, you know, being an A&R for an indie label, for a major indie, is a lot different than being an A&R for, say, a major label. Whereas, you know, at an indie, you're going to wear more than one hat. Like I said, I'm an A&R.
Right.
I also have marketing under my title. Also have my hands in, you know, a few different things. So, I mean, realistically, for the traditional day-to-day, you know, we're in the studio. We may be working on records with whatever artist is, you know, whoever's a priority, you know, bringing together songwriters and producers, bringing them into the studio to create and work towards whatever the project may be, or, you know, if it's a mixtape, if it's an album, you know, then there's the side that might handle paperwork and might get clearances done, or, you know, reach out to different camps. You know, there's like I said, there's when you're an A&R at an indie label, you're gonna do everything under the sun. Realistically, you're gonna do marketing.
Right.
You know, you're gonna do it all, whatever it takes to make it happen, to take whatever artist you have to that next level.
Okay. So when you're working on when you're looking for hot records, you know, I know there's a difference between mixtape records and album records, as well as, you know, single records. When you how do you choose what goes where as far as the song, you know, or what project they go on?
I mean, I'd like to think, most people would like to think A&Rs have, you know, they've been really been blessed with that ear, knowing what's hot and what's not. You know, it's not always true, unfortunately. But, I mean, a hot music, you know, at the end of the day, we're in there creating it. A lot of it just is based on the vibe. But at the end of the day, the people are, you know, that's what tells you what's hot. You know, we have a sense. I definitely have a strong sense of what's good and what's not, what's good and what's great or what's incredible. But at the end of the day, most people, once they create a record that they feel is hot, you know, you're going to take it and test it. You're going to test it in the clubs. You're going to test it in the strip clubs. You're going to test it with friends and family. You know, that's definitely key in this business, especially with urban music. And, you know, aside from that, it's like determining what's going to go on a mixtape versus an album. That's almost like a trick question these days, because, you know, some of your biggest hits have started out on mixtapes. And, you know, the mixtapes now in 2011, 2012, mixtapes, a lot of these mixtapes are better than the full album, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you know, you'll have a hot song, put it out on, you know, take it off a mixtape, put it out, see if it catches on. And if it doesn't, you really haven't put any sort of budget behind it. If it catches on, then it's like, oh, okay, well, now we do need to put a budget behind it. I mean, some of the biggest records from Ross's BMF, I mean, that started on a mixtape, you know. And, you know, who had a clue? I mean, we knew it was hot, but who knew it was going to be, you know, as huge as it was? You know, another record like Chris Brown's Deuces, I mean, that started on a mixtape. But that's pretty much the trend nowadays, where you started out on that small scale, see if the people gravitate towards it. If they latch on to it, then it's a go. You know, then you push the button, you push full steam ahead.
Okay, so in layman's terms, you might just throw out three records and, you know, and see what they do. Because I know a lot of times, you know, the single may not be the one the artist necessarily thinks that that's going to be the one. It may be something that they weren't even sure about.
And nine times out of ten, the artist usually hates the single. You know, it's the last record that they would have expected. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's about the fans. And especially these days, and, it, you know, it's like the climate of music, people want what they want when they want it. You know, we've been getting bad music for a while now. And
right.
Now I think the fans just got fed up to where, nah, we're not going to just listen to anything. We're not just going to accept anything. So music's really, you know, it's really at a great place now. And they're going to tell you, they're going to let you know if the fans like it, they're going to go out and support it. They're going to go buy it. They're going to call up the radio station or request it. So, I mean, just keep in mind that's always what it's about. It's a supply and demand business. We're supplying you with the music. You know, if it's a great product, it's going to take off. It's going to do that.
So in terms of, you know, as far as the industry today, like what advice would you give an aspiring entertainer, you know, whether it be producer, artist, or singer, you know, songwriter, period? What would be the best advice that you would give them for them to be successful?
Man, there's so many different levels of advice to give an aspiring creative mind, period. I think first and foremost is, you know, make sure this is what you want to do. Make sure you understand this is a business. This is a business, supply and demand. If you don't deliver, if you can't deliver what somebody wants, then, you know, the next person will. You know, I think before that is, you know, make sure you believe in yourself. At the end of the day, you're not going to get far at all if you don't believe in what you're doing. If you don't feel like you're the hottest thing out, it's not going to go far. You know, make sure that you're innovating. We already have one Lil Wayne. We already have one Rick Ross. You know, we already have one Dr. Dre. We already have, I mean, I can go down the list. We already have these people. What do you bring to the table that's different? That's the key. That's the key to getting on in this business, innovating, and bringing something new and refreshing to the table. That is the key to getting into this business. That's the key to staying in this business, staying relevant. You know, just that hard work, that dedication, having the right people around you, the right team around you, the right mind frame. Again, you know, just making sure that you're focused and, you know, understand this business is not for everyone. This business is not easy. It does not happen overnight. You know, everybody whoever your favorite artist is that's on top, trust me, they've been grinding at least 10 years, at least. You know, we had Ross signed to us for a good – he was signed to us for a good 5 years before Hustlin' even dropped. And that was his first, you know, major single where he got that national spotlight. And he's just now getting to a point where it's like that it's time to cross over, you know. So it's like you just have to make sure that this is what you want to do and do it. Don't let anybody stop you. You're going to hear plenty of no's. You're going to hear so many no's, it's ridiculous. You know, you're going to get numb. But you have to keep going. You have to stay positive, stay focused, stay determined, and just go after your dreams. You know what I'm saying? Make it happen. I mean, just off top, those are some key things. I mean, you know, we can go into a whole bunch of different things. You know, just this business is it's a funny business, but those are really really key things to me, to my heart, as far as getting this business and staying in this business. You know, make sure you definitely build a solid team. Make sure you have quality. You know, you have to don't just ask your friends, your family. Go out and ask strangers how they feel about it, because they're going to be genuine. You know, they're not going to tell you. They're not going to be yes man. They're not going to play that role. So you know, those are all some things to marinate on if you're trying to be in this business. If you have aspirations of being a producer, a writer, an artist, whatever the case may be, all of the above. Stay focused and believe in yourself.
Well, I definitely appreciate you mentioning the fact that artists need to be original and innovative, and I don't think a lot of artists seem to know that, or they don't understand that. So, I mean, say that one more time. Matter of fact,
they trust me. They don't. You have to. You know, if you follow me on Twitter @vaccine, like I'm always saying that. You have to innovate. That's any field. You know what I'm saying? That's not even solely music. That's anything that you want to do in life to get ahead. You have to have your own lane. You know, just imagine you're riding in traffic and you got 10 people trying to drive in the same spot where your car is. You know how hard that is to get by? It's not saying you can't get by. But just put that in perspective to if you have your own lane, there's nobody else there, you're just cruising, you might have like one other car, like you're just going to be, you're going to go, and you're going to stand out. People are going to see you, and it's that much easier. Some of your biggest artists from, you know, Lady Gaga to whoever, they innovate. They brought something new, refreshing to the table. So I can't stress it enough. Innovate. Bring something new to the table. Don't be a carbon copy. We already have one of those. We already have them, and you hit the nail on the head. Like, that creativity is something else. That's the whole nature of this business, creativity.
All right, G14 listeners, I hope y'all heard that. Aspiring artists, aspiring entertainers, take heed. Also, Slip and Slide Records. Slip and Slide has been around for a long time. I mean, I've been listening to Slip and Slide artists for a while. Like, what do you have coming out now? I mean, it's been a long list of projects being released from the label. What's going on in 2011, and what's going to happen in the future?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're coming up to a close now. This year's wrapping up. Ross is looking to drop this month. Little tentative is probably going to be pushed into next year. But, you know, of course, we have the heavy hitters, like I said, Ross, Plage, Jagged Edge has you know, their newest CD, The Remedy, in stores now. Trina's in the lab. Then we have our newer artists. We have Swayze Baby, who's a beast, straight beast. If you haven't heard his music, hit Google right now, Swayze Baby. We have Mike Bless. That's another dope artist that we have. You know, we're just working. And at the same time, we're always looking for that next star. Always, always looking for that next star. Don't get it twisted. Like, always. That's what keeps labels relevant. They have to stay signing. They have to stay, you know, with their eyes open, with their ears to the ground. So, you know, trust me, I think one of your listeners right now, that's probably our next signing.
Okay. Now, you know, you mentioned Rick Ross, you know, pushing his project back. How's he doing right now in terms of his health? And, you know, I read that, you know, he had some problems, some issues. Is everything good?
Oh, yeah. Everything's definitely blessed. As you see, he's back working, back in full forward motion, like nothing ever happened. You know, he's definitely taking the health a little more serious, you know, which can, you know,
right.
when you're on that, when you're in grind mode, when you're working hard, you know, you can lose track of just minor things, quote unquote, because your health is very major. But, you know, he's definitely good to go. He's like I said, back working. And we're looking forward to the new album dropping. I'm definitely a fan myself, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
Okay, what's it called?
God Forgives, I Don't.
God Forgives, I Don't, Rick Ross. All right, man. How can people get in touch with you? I know you mentioned your Twitter. I mean, is there any way, you know, aspiring artists can reach out to you if they want to send you some music or they're looking to get, you know, to be heard? How can they go about doing that?
Yeah, man. Like I said, I'm on Twitter. I'm there daily dropping gems, just living life. At Vaxxene, VAKSEEN. You can check my website, vaxxene.com. And for the artists, producers, writers, all the above submissions, you can send your best three MP3s, no more than three, to snsrecords@gmail.com. snsrecords@gmail. And make sure it's only that heat. Make sure, you know, they always say you only get one chance at a first impression. That's something you need to live and die by. That's so, so true. Because as an A&R, I could tell you we know within the first 10, 15 seconds, literally, within the first 10, 15 seconds, we know if we need to keep listening to this record or if we need to turn it off and just go to the next email. It's that simple. So as long as you put your first foot forward, your best foot forward, rather, you're good to go. And there's no rush. Understand, like I said, that it takes a good, you're going to put in a good close to 10 years of grind. So understand there's no rush. If you're not ready, don't submit, because that's a first impression. You might not get that opportunity again. If you just started rapping today, there's no way, there's no reason whatsoever you should be sending your material to an A&R today. Get some weight under yourself. Make some things happen, actually grow.
Right. Okay, now that you done gave out this information, other than the email blast and all the stuff that I know you're already getting for the new people that's about to be sending you information, what would be the best way, other than sending your music into an A&R, to, you know, as far as being heard and getting out there, what are the steps they need to do to make themselves hot before they reach out to you?
Man, I'm gonna put you on game. When you know, it's gonna be a freebie. Before you even realistically, there's no purpose of you coming to an A&R if you're not in that stance to negotiate and actually have some cards in your hand. And what that means is, artists are not getting signed today just because they have talent, just because they're a dope artist. I've seen some of the dopest artists, dope, take them to my CEO. You know, the first questions that I ask are, how many followers do they have on Twitter? How many views do they have on YouTube? What is their following like? What is their fan base like? That is the word, that is the key word of 2011, 2012, following, a foundation. This is essential. Essential is an understatement, because the A&R doesn't even want to look at you without that. You know, this in this day and age, it's way too risky to sign an artist and, you know, try to guess that they'll be good, try to guess that the music will catch on with the fans. Labels want to go into a business venture, into a partnership with an artist and his team that clearly knows what they're doing. They know how to win. They've already gotten some sort of following. They've already garnered some sort of fan base. And, you know, that's what I mean when I say you come to the table with cards in your hand. Then you can actually negotiate. Then you bring something to the table to where you're not just sitting back accepting anything that's given to you. You know, like, that is key. That is very, very much key in music business in this day and age. If you're looking to be signed as an artist, you know, you need to be building your craft. You need to be moving as if you never have any sort of aspiration to be signed to a major. That's the quickest way to be signed. So at the end of the day, a label should come looking for you. You should not go looking for a label. I mean, that's just the realistic, direct, straight to the point, clear cut information. And I'm a blunt kind of person. I'm gonna tell it to you how you need to hear it. And it's needed. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people, trust me, dealing with artists every day. Most artists don't know that. Most artists think, oh, if I'm hot, I can call a label and I can get signed. Nah, sorry. If you're hot, prove it. Prove it. You know how many artists I talk to that say they're hot, that say they're better than Rick Ross, that say they're better than Lil Wayne? Prove it. Exactly. Prove it. Prove it. Come to the table. Pull out your video footage of you doing a show where your show is sold out. And not just sold out because you're opening for somebody else, sold out because of you. And we see the people singing your song word for word. Or I go to a city and ask who's the hottest artist in the city, and they say your name. Like, these are facts. These aren't opinions. Bring your facts to the table. You know, bring your A game. That's what's going to get you a deal. That's what's going to get you a situation. You know, like, this day and age, the way the music business is, it's been a crazy year in the music business. And to me, it's a beautiful, beautiful time to be an artist. Because you get to do all that, you get to build your foundation, build your following, eat, and win. But it's not time to be a lazy artist. It's really not. You know, some of the hottest artists in the game right now are unsigned. They're unsigned. And they're turning down deals because, one, they build a following on their own. Two, they're staying booked. They're staying booked like major artists. And guess what? The label's getting there's no label to get a cut of that. You're keeping your money.
Exactly.
There's no extra hands in the pot. So, you know, those are just key things. You know, those are definitely key things that you want to look at, it, that you want to evaluate if you say, oh, I have aspirations to be in this business. Oh, I want to be a rapper. Oh, I want to be a singer. Oh, I'm the next pop star. Like, these are all things you want to look at. And a lot of people won't tell you this. A lot of executives, you're not going to get the time of day for them to explain this to you. They're going to let you try to figure it out. I don't know about you. I don't have to jump off a bridge to know I'm probably going to die. You know? So I'm giving you the game. I'm giving all kind of gems. You don't have to jump off the bridge on this one. I'm telling you. Are there rare cases where somebody's so dope that they get signed with no following? Of course. There's always an exception to the rule. But that's a needle in the haystack stories, you know? That's a rarity. That's finding that leprechaun, finding that, you know, getting that candid shot of Bigfoot chilling with the Loch Ness Monster or something, you know?
Right. All right, before I wrap this up, I want to pass it back over to our host, Onyx, you know, see if she got anything to add to this. And I
you know, once again, I definitely appreciate you. Global 14 Radio, The Cut. You know, is there any, you know, you got any last words, anything you want to add?
And I appreciate you guys for having me.
No, thank you. And this is, I know I'm coming through and it's interfering almost, but I just want to thank you so much for coming through, because these same things that you're saying is things that we try to implement, well, we try to emphasize, to the unsigned artists. You know, in the Pump It or Dump It group we have on global14.com, and we try to tell them these same things. So I'm so glad that you're saying it from your mouth. You do this. This is your profession. You've been around this. So we just want to thank you for coming and dropping that knowledge and letting them know about the following and the marketing and things like that. So I just want to thank you again for that information. And, you know, that's it. We look forward to everything that Vaccine LLC, and definitely hit us up and come back with us when you're ready to drop a project or two.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. Again, I appreciate you for having me, giving me the opportunity to share a little something with your listeners. And, you know, something that I did leave out, something that is very imperative is the fact that you have to invest in yourself. I don't even know how I left that out.
It's so
important. Like, as an artist, whatever you do, you have to invest in yourself. You have to spend money to make money. Do not get it twisted. I talk to artists every day that expect a handout. They're like, oh, label's supposed to give me. Nah, homeboy, it does not work like that. Invest in yourself. If you don't invest in yourself, why would somebody else invest in you? If you don't believe in yourself, why would somebody else believe in you? It's that simple.
Exactly. You're so right. Again, I mean, just thank you for that, because people don't seem to want to get it. They just think you're hating on them. There's all kind of, you know, different ways they react to that information, and it's just so imperative and important that they understand that you do. With the quality of the music, I mean, you can't even stand to listen to the 10 seconds worth if they're not investing in doing, you know, what they need to do. So,
exactly.
You know, again, definitely key and big. And someone had a question that they sent for you, and it was, would you say a solid team is the key to success? And you kind of touched on that already with making sure that you don't, you know, get so-and-so your homeboy. Make sure you have a good, solid team who knows, who has the same goal and whatnot. So you touched on that already,
yeah.
So I just wanted to, you know, drop that in.
Yeah, you you have to select your team carefully. I won't completely knock homeboy, you know. It's like, if your homeboy is on point, if your homeboy has a degree, if he's hungrier than you are, if he has a great work ethic, by all means, make sure that your homeboy is on your team. But don't just make your homeboy on your team just because he's your homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is business. Business and pleasure. Business and pleasure are two completely different things.
Right. Give them a VIP pass.
Yeah, exactly. Tell them to come support. Come out to the show. You know?
Right.
Everything.
Okay, well, I'm glad we got that question in for him. He was counting on that. And, again, thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you for having me.
All right, bro. Take care.
All right, you too, man.
All right, guys, that was Vaccine, and you had it. There you have it, A&R. He gave you the exact information that you're needing. We've been saying that in the Pump It or Dump It group, guys, so definitely sign up to global14.com. We're going to bring you that information. Again, he said, you know, that's not free. You can't always just walk up to an A&R and say, hey, you know, what can I do? So we definitely want to thank him again for stopping through. It's Paul Wall Wednesdays. You already know what that means. We dropping the brand new Paul Wall track. It's featuring D-Boss on Paul Wall Wednesdays. Let's get it.
I need drugs in my life like right now. Some oil in my cup like right now. I need Kush in my blunt like right now. Bad bitch that can fuck like right now. Right now. Right now, I don't want it later, give it to me right now. Now I'm on it and I know it, I ain't afraid to show it. Got a pocket full of bread, bitch, I came here to blow it. driver, so I'm taking something home tonight. Swagged up, I be chillin'. My car ain't got no feelings. I know these boys gon' talk down, but for haters, I got no feelings. Feel that paper in my pocket. My bitch ain't got no panties. A throw Puerto Rican that I met down in Miami. I ran through all her partners, so she act like she can't stand me. Till I seen her with her friends, all boppin' at the Grammys. So I fucked her at the Grammys. I keep a condom handy. My Chevy sitting slanted, told Eddie painted candy. I'm blowing on the Cali, my hands full of Skittles, treating bras like Skittles. I can split them down the middle.
I need drugs in my life, like right now. Nah. Some oil in my cup, like right now. Nah. Nah. I need Kush in my blunt, like right now. Nah. Nah. Bad bitch that can fuck, like right now. Nah. Right now. Right now, I don't want it later, give it to me right now. Nah, I'm on it and I know it. No, I ain't afraid to show it.
Yeah.
No bitch know that I get it.
Get it.
She graduated from Florida State, but her hair was super eight. Pulling up in a four door with four hoes and four foes.
Yeah.
All I smoke is good tro, mid grade or no.
Nah.
She told me come and get that pussy
right now.
Tell her mama, please,
pipe down. And I be on my way to put that pipe down. But I gotta go and hit a lick
right
now.
Yeah, these bosses in the building when you hit it, yes. Cali Kush up in my blood, relieve the stress, yes. They prices going up, mine going down. If you wanna come and get it right now.
Drugs in my life, like right now. Some oil in my cup, like right now. I need Kush in my blunt, like right now. Bad bitch that can fuck, like right now. Right now, right now. I don't want it later, give it to me right now. I'm on it and I know it. I ain't afraid to show it. Got a pocket full of bread, bitch. I can't even blow it. I'm
zoning.
I grind hard, I flown. Though I'm not only the boss, but homie, I'm also the one that I own in ATL with Mac Boney. I got a Zumba bra that'll blow me. And I'm not about to wait for not a dollar if you owe me. That double cup is lonely. So pour some of that juice. I'm leaning tough, that ain't enough. I need at least to do
that lane.
These tricks about to get loose. A bad bitch to the roots. I'm papered up, she tatted down from her waistline to her boots. I'm on one or two, but I'ma need me a few. I'm gone off them bananas like gorillas in the zoo. Don't worry if I run out, I keep something in my shoe. And that bro riding with me, ready to blow some shit.
I need drugs in my life, like right now.
Nah.
Some oil in my cup, like right now.
Nah.
I need Kush in my blunt, like right now. Bad bitch that can fuck, like right now.
Nah.
Right now. Right now, I don't want it later, give it to me right now.
Now
I'm on it and I know it.
No,
I ain't afraid to show it. Got a pocket full of bread, bitch. I can't even blow it.
Already. That was our Paul Wall track, Paul Wall Wednesdays, Paul Wall featuring D-Boss right now. That's exclusive. Every Wednesday we're gonna drop that on global14.com. He also drops that via his Twitter at Paul Wall Baby. So check him out. He is on Global 14. Definitely holler at him. Shout out to Paul Wall for dropping that exclusive and giving us that. I got Golden Fleece on the line. Golden Fleece is the new team member. He's a lifer. What's up, Fleece?
How you doing? Peace to everybody out there. Life is everybody else. The cut, you know what it is. What's up?
Already. Well, fellas, you know, our topic of the week was about the marketing and how important it is to investing yourself. So definitely, he already kind of covered that. Does anybody want to add on to that? He did cover that about investing in yourself as an artist.
Yeah. First of all, I want to shout out Tyrone. Shout out Onyx. Shout out my man Raskin for coming through. And definitely, artists, invest in yourself. Like he said, this is a business. They're looking to partner up with you. They're not looking to take care of you. The development deals, they're really over, unless you're probably about 9 years old and you got some talent. If you're anywhere above 11, they're definitely looking to partner up with you. So make sure you invest in yourself to the point where you can actually have some negotiation power when you meet these people, because if you don't, You might be signing a deal that you won't like and you'll be stuck in for years.
That's
yeah, and I
true.
Got
That's
something
true.
To add as well. The fact that, you know, investing in yourself, that means that there's nothing wrong with you keeping a day job. You know, you want to be able to make that money because you got to keep spending that money. So if you're a rapper and you're not making any money from your music, then you have to generate some income from somewhere to keep putting out more music.
That's true. Indeed. That's true. You know, and that's good that you say that, because, you know, we starting our JD Game of the Week today. We starting that. And, you guys, we just want to let you know that the prize that we're giving you guys is actually going to be for the artist, so you got something to look forward to. We're going to do 50 pressed-up CDs for you to promote yourself so you can start the year off right. Now, what you got to do in order to win this is when we do the JD Game of the Week on Wednesday night, you got to call in at 760-913-4119 with the correct answer. You must be on global14.com. That's a must. You must be a member. And we need you to provide the answer of the question. When you do that, you will go into the drawing. And we're going to do that. This is going to happen today, the 21st and the 28th. And then we will draw the winner. And, again, you will win a graphic from a professional graphic, actually. Inserts, all of that. We're going to press up 50 CDs for you so you can start your year off right and get your promo and your marketing game on. So, again, you know, you want to tune into the cut. You want to get these questions. You want to get these answers. You want to be an artist. We're going to help you invest in yourself because we know how it is. Like Tyrone says, you got to have a day job too.
Keep that day job.
And definitely get some overtime too.
definitely. Already, you got to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Golden Fleece, I know that a lot of people know you, but some people don't. So you're new to the team. We kind of went through the whole introduce ourselves last week. Can you give the people a little background on you or give them some info?
Golden Fleece, definitely a lifer. You can find me on Global 14. Basically, I own my own production company that I started with my business partner about 4 years ago. Before that, I was doing music industry seminars to try to help kids actually learn about the business. A lot of people focus a lot on talent, but they don't know about the business, and the business is what gets you far in this game. So after that, through that, I actually discovered the producers that work with me and the artists that work with me, and we've been getting placements with our artists and steadily building our catalog. We've produced for Votto, Mr. Fab, Slim the Mobster, Mass Pike Miles, Young Swift, and a few others. So we're growing, and we want to continue, and Fourth Quarter Entertainment's the team. Global 14's the team. And like I said, I'm just so proud to be on here with Onyx and Tyrone. Every Wednesday, The Cut, we're definitely going to be giving independent artists what they need, whether it's information, prizes, whatever we could do. We're here for y'all because we know how the struggle is, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to try to help out in any way we can.
Yeah, that's 100 right there.
Definitely.
I mean, for real, because we definitely know what it's like to be, you know, on the grind and not being heard and not having the right information. It's a lot of hating going on. It's just crazy. Like, you can't really, you know, get anything done these days. It seems like it's always a hindrance, whether that be financial or just your situation or just somebody just hating on you when you're trying to come up, you know. So we're going to help you navigate around all of that and so that you can rise and get your success and get your, you know, just do what you need to do as an artist. So you do have some people here that know what they're talking about. Again, we want to hear your questions, your comments. We want those. I got one question today. Keep them coming. Keep sending us questions. Call in. If you have a question as it relates to our topic, 760-913-4119. This week, I think I announced this already, but we do Pump It or Dump It now every day. And so we're going to drop our Pump It or Dump It track. And this comes from, this comes from Rascal. Black Dollar, Daya, Brasco, and he's in our POD group, again, Pump It or Dump It, on global14.com. So, again, if you're not signed up, you're missing out, you don't know what we're referring to, you definitely want to get signed up so you can keep up with the latest. Again, espresso.
I'm told that I'm very photogenic.
Yeah. Rosso. Black Dahlia. I think I love her. General B. My situation's so a sad start. I'm facing a relationship that caught a bad spark. I call a heart a curse, but the past far from worse, but I'm a back to verse, but from the last part. I caught a cheat and she was sleeping with the deacon. I thought I saw her creeping at the meeting. He was teaching, I'ma keep it short and brief. Forced to beat him to submission. The addiction she was giving him was feeling for attention. She visited him in black clothes, kissing on his black bow. It's just that bitches do to prove niggas the track goes. Black blood, black butt. The fact that she was that cold, bold enough to fuck the cat like what we had was that old. Told her come and stay in LA, got away. She can make a little cash for the ass she display. I'ma play a little game to a plane. Hit the bay. If I say the wrong thing, she gon' claim it's a delay.
I think her name is Black Dahlia. Yeah, I told her what she told me. I think her name is Black Dahlia. Told her she should take some time to get to know me. I think her name is Black Dahlia. Yeah, I told her what she told me. I think her name is Black Dahlia. Told her she should take some time to get to know me.
Soon as she landed, I planned a romantic candlelit dinner on the river of Los Angeles. A ravishing and passionate woman that's the fascinating.
Already, already. So that was Brasco from the Pump It or Dump It group. Again, if you want your music played and be the pick of the day, you have to join that group. You have to post it. You must get that feedback and those votes on your song to be selected. And the reason why we are doing that, ladies and gentlemen, Lifers and G-Force, artists and producers, is because we are announcing, myself, Ash, Ben, The Cut, exclusively on G14 Radio, that we are going to do a Pump It or Dump It mixtape. That's right. Pump It or Dump It mixtape Volume 1 is coming. It will be here. Jermaine Dupri is going to select DJs to host each volume. So what we're going to do is select the songs from the Pump It or Dump It pick of the week, and we will all get together, JD, Ash, Ben, and myself, Onyx, and we will select those tracks, and that will make the mixtape. It will be available for download online at global14.com. Again, I keep plugging it because I'm trying to let y'all know you got to get signed up. You must be following the Twitters at global14, at G14 Radio. Do not miss this opportunity to get on a mixtape, the official first Global 14 Pump It or Dump It, Volume 1. You do not want to miss the opportunity to get on that. Everyone's very excited. Jermaine Dupri is very excited. We're all excited about that. So bring your best. Push your best material in there. Have the best attitude. We're going to be looking at that. We're really going to be watching. We kind of got our own A&R thing going on in there. So, again, you want to post in there. I don't know about you guys, but you know, I want to post a song. I want to make the mixtape. You know? What about you, Tyrone?
You're an artist. You definitely
I need to be on
your heat.
Right. We don't get no favors. Like, I want to make the mixtape. So, I don't know. Golden, you producer. Tyrone, you rap. I sing. Let's get it popping. Let's try to, let's get something. I want to make it.
We all got a whole track. You're going to do the three-man weed. You're going to do the cut. The track's going to be called a cut. We're going to make it happen. We're going to get on that mixtape.
Is it
official? Appreciate JD for even setting that platform up. That's big time. You know,
yeah,
you know, the biggest DJ, so you know that's going to be huge.
It is going to be huge. You know, it's gonna be a lot of people looking at that mixtape. It's the first volume. It's POD. It's going down.
Oh, yeah.
So we're gonna,
I'm ready.
Yeah. So I just want to take one more quick break, and then we're going to come back with the – well, actually, let's go ahead and announce it then. Who wants to do the game of the week? JD game of the week, and then we'll take a break.
All right, sounds good. We definitely need a caller. We definitely need a caller. Call up. You know, we're going to play the JD game of the week. What you need to do is name five songs that Jermaine Dupri has produced. If you're a lifer, if you're a So-So Def fan, you should definitely know the legendary work of Jermaine Dupri. So all you got to do is name five. If they're the right five, you go into the drawing for the prize. So get the five, drawing for the prize. We got you.
Already, it's very, very simple. We're going to go ahead and drop that Paul Wall again because you already know how I do it. I got to show Paul Wall, baby, that love. It's Texas. Got to rep him. Paul Wall featuring D-Boss right now. Let's get it.
I need drugs in my life like right now. Some more in my cup like right now. I need Kush in my blunt like right now. Bad bitch that can fuck like right now. Right now. Right now, I don't want it later, give it to me right now. Now I'm on it and I know it, I ain't afraid to show it. Got a pocket full of bread, bitch, I came here to blow it. So bitch, get your mind right. Pull out the dropper, so I'm taking something home tonight. Swagged up, I be killing. My car ain't got no feeling. I know these boys gon' talk down, but for haters I got no feeling. Feel that paper in my pocket, my bitch ain't got no pen. A throw Puerto Rican that I met down in Miami. I ran through all her partners, so she act like she can't stand me. Till I seen her with her friends, all bopping at the Grammys. So I fucked her at the Grammys. I keep a condom handy. My Chevy's sitting slanted, told Eddie painted candy. I'm blowing on the Cali. My hand full of Skittles, treating bras like Skittles. I can split them down the middle.
I need drugs in my life, like right now. Some oil in my cup, like right now. I need Kush in my blunt, like right now. Bad bitch that can fuck, like right now. Right now. I don't want it later, give it to me right now. Now I'm on it and I know it. I ain't afraid to show it.
On it. No bitch know that I get it. She graduated from Florida State, but her hair was super eight. Pulling up in a photo with four hoes and four.
Yeah.
All I smoked is good tro, mid-grade or no. Nah. She told me, come and get that pussy right
now.
Nah. And I had to tell her mama, please pipe down. And I be on my way to put that pipe down. But I gotta go and hit a lick right now. Nah. Yeah, these bosses in the building when you hit it, yes. Cali Kush up in my blood, relieve the stress. They prices going up, mine going down. If you wanna come and get it right now.
I need drugs in my life like right now. Some oil in my cup like right now. I need Kush in my blood like right now. Bad bitch that can fuck like right now. Right now. Right now. I don't want it later, give it to me right now. I'm on it and I know it. I ain't afraid to show it. Got a pocket full of bread, bitch. I came here to blow it.
I'm zoned. I grind hard, I flown. So I'm not only the boss, but homie, I'm also the one that owns. I own it. ATL with Mac Boney. I got a Zumba bra that'll blow me. And I'm not about to wait for not a dollar if you owe me. That double cup is lonely. So pour some of that juice. I'm leaning tough, that ain't enough. I need at least to do
that lane.
These tricks about to get loose. A bad bitch to the roots. I'm papered up, she tatted down from her waistline to her boots. I'm on one or two, but I'ma need me a few. I'm gone off them bananas like gorillas in the zoo. Don't worry if I run out, I keep something in my shoe. And that bro riding with me, ready to blow some killers too.
I need drugs in my life like right now. Some oil in my cup like right now.
Yeah, y'all already know that's that Paul Wall baby from Texas. Paul Wall featuring D-Boss right now. We about to conclude this evening's The Cut on G14 Radio, but there was one thing that's just really, I just have to get this off my chest. I'm trying to understand what's going on here. So Busta Rhymes and Mystical is now on Young Money, Cash Money. I mean, it's surprising to me, especially just for the fact that, like, Mystical was with No Limit, you know what I'm saying? Now, I remember them being, like, the two powerhouses. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember them being like the two movements from the South when I was like in seventh grade. You know, like it was Cash Money, No Limit. So, I mean, is it just me that kind of, you know?
I don't know. I kind of, man, like for real, like Mystical Doggy. What happened, bro? Like, I'm a big, huge No Limit fan. You know, the original No Limit. You know, and I'm a Cash Money fan too. But No Limit, you know, that's where my heart at, and it just, you know, it just kind of hurt my heart to see him go over there. But at the end of the day, then this is business.
That's a crazy topic, but I kind of got a little different look on it. I kind of think it's a blessing to both of those guys that they're able to be a part of Cash Money Records. Cash Money Records have outlasted Bad Boy, Rough Riders. Everybody that came in with them in the 90s is gone, and they're still here, and they're still able to get those big budgets and still able to make number one albums and got a strong team. So when you're an artist that people used to love back in the day, just to be able to have that type of quality around you is a blessing. I don't know if Mystical would be able to get his own album released right now if it was just up to somebody saying, here's some money, Mystical, go get him. I don't think that would happen. And I think that Mystical, you know, going through what he went through as far as prison and everything is concerned, just received a huge blessing by Baby and Slim to give that man another chance to make music and have money behind what he's doing. So I think Busta and Mystical realize that Cash Money can ask for what they want, and they're going to get it.
You know, that's interesting. You know, I know I didn't mean to cut you off, Tyron. I just wanted to say, you know, I kind of agree, but it was, you know, I think that's good in a way, because it's like it's almost humbling to see that they are not too good or whatever to go to the younger generation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's Young Money, Cash Money. I don't remember reading. Maybe I'm wrong. And let me not quote. Don't quote me, everybody. Don't go tweeting and telling people I said this. And, you know, I'm just saying from what I know, from what I can understand, is that they're both on Young Money, Cash Money. So that, to me, is like, y'all not understanding. That's supposed to be the young movement right there. So I'm not hating on nobody. Like, don't get it twisted. Much props to them. They legends to me. I think, again, 80s baby. Shout out to the 80s babies. You know, I just, like I said, I like both of them. So I like Wayne. I like Drake. I don't have no problem with none of them. So I'm looking forward to seeing the projects they got coming out. I want to see how they market this.
Now what I agree with is the fact that, you know what I'm saying, like Cash Money and No Limit, a lot of those artists, this is something that I can co-sign, you know, a lot of those artists seem to have had a relationship with each other at some point, regardless of whether, you know, the two bosses were going at it, because I know, you know, Mystical was actually working with Manny Fresh as far as him producing, so I've heard some of the material and some of them, you know, seeing some of the footage of them together. And I think they vibe together pretty well.
Well, cool. I mean, you know, they obviously, you know, they there. They know what they're doing. It was just, you know, the first thing you think, you're like, what? Busta? You know what I'm saying? You know, you think of crazy Busta
right,
vibes,
right.
You just with the dreads and everything. Now he all buff and stuff. No, you know. So, you know, it is what it is.
You know,
the young
kids are keeping them relevant. They love it. The look at me now, Chris Brown. I mean, Busta won probably about 3-4 awards off that record alone. And
you're so right.
You know,
when's
the last time he's won an award for a record he put out himself? So, they you know, I think they're keeping these guys going in a great way. And now Busta has the opportunity where somebody even wants to hear an album from him because of all the great features he's doing with the young guys. So I think it's going to be a good thing for them.
It is a good book. It really is. Now that when y'all break it down, I kind of like, it's not that I was, like I said, I wasn't hating on it, whatever. It's just, I was trying to understand, like, why did they need to do that? But again, it's some marketing. It is what it is. It's the numbers. It's a lot of it. It's a lot of what you guys just said.
Business.
So
that's what it is.
It is. Thank you. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's business, all in a nutshell. Well, I do want to let you guys, I want to let the listeners know that, and the chat room users, because I was getting a lot of texts and tweets that the chat room was not working properly. So I will follow up with whoever I need to follow up with as far as technical department to see what's going on with that. We're not sure what's wrong with the chat room right now. That's just straight up. There was also some call problems. They were dropping. I'm really not sure what's going on tonight. Again, you know, it's always going to be something. But we do hope that you enjoyed yourself. The JD Game of the Week, we'll probably go ahead and recycle that just because of the fact that we're having so many issues with people wanting to sign in and getting kicked out, booted out for whatever reason. So does anybody have any last, you know, little outro shout-outs?
I do. One thing that I want to touch on before we get up out of here is the fact that, you know, Vaccine said to build a team. Now, last week we talked to Mr. Boomtown, you know, film
yep.
director, you know, filmmaker Mr. Boomtown, and he said he had a team. So
that's
a lot
right.
of you people out here thinking that you can do it all by yourself, you need a team. There is no I in team.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right. That's right, and that's, again, and we keep stressing the same things, but we're going to break that thing down for you guys. Like Golden Fleece said, you know, we are going to, we're like your music one-on-one almost. We're going to bring you exclusives. We're going to bring you giveaways. We're going to bring you the artists, the celebrities. We had the A&R today. We had the film director last week. Look forward to next week and the weeks to come. Again, follow us at Global 14, at G14. I'm at ONYX254 on Global 14. Golden, you want to give me your info?
Basically, on Twitter, at the glue, THAGLUE, global14.com, Golden Fleece. That's my handle on Global 14. And that's where you can find me. Both of those spots, I'm there.
That's a bit. What up, T?
Hey, well, you know, you get at me on global14.com as well. And that's Brightwood Entertainment, the whole word entertainment. Also, you can get at me on Twitter, and that's Brightwood ENT.
Right, right, already. So, again, you guys, thank you for listening. Thank you to Jermaine Dupree. Thank you to Global 14, Global 14 Radio, Crush, the entire staff. Ash, Ben, P.O.D., we about to get it in. The Cut, thank you, Tyrone. Thank you, Golden. You guys, we had a good night, had a great time, and we're going to go ahead and ride out this thing. Let's get it. Young Main, I Hustle, that's the outro song.
Yeah. Young Main, 35 riders.
That's why I hustle. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we get some more? Can't be broke. That's why I hustle. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Can't be busting. Now I'm shining in the flooding like it's nuts. Why I hustle?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Can't be blessed. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I'm. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Can't be blessed. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had hustling, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, baby, we get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining, ain't nothing like it's nothing. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, baby, we get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining, ain't nothing like it's nothing. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle, hustle, hustle.